What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, even if you can't see it, is it there? She always felt like she was being watched. Was she? Or was it all her imagination?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our stories right here. And if you'd like an ad-free version, you can get it through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. We do greatly appreciate that support, and we reward you with the full archive of Real Ghost Stories, the world's largest audio archive, as well as advanced episodes and ad-free episodes all there when you sign up on any one of those platforms. Tony Bruschi, Carol Hughes with you on today's episode. Even if you can't see it, is it there? Is that kind of like if the tree falls in the woods, does it make noise or that sort of thing?
You know, I think that's kind of like, you get that weird feeling like something's there, but you can't see it. You just feel it. In fact, Harper and I were talking about that just this weekend.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just feel something's there and you can't really describe it. And then other people think you're crazy, but you're not crazy because you can.
Yeah. We stayed at an Airbnb over the weekend.
Feel it. Her and I were having a conversation this weekend about that.
Yeah. And she was very much, we walked in, Dad, do you feel that? Like, it's just an old house, honey. There's something here. And maybe she's right. I'm not good at any of that. I'm not good at feeling anything. But it was an old house. I would not be surprised if, you know, there had been something there. I don't know. It actually,
it was really cute.
It very much reminded me of the house from Christmas Story, in terms of the layout and probably from that same sort of era. Originally there was still some, like, the original woodwork in there. A lot of it had been completely redone, but there were still, like, little pieces of it, and you could just, I don't know, I always like to picture, like, what was this house like, you know, in the early days when this was someone's brand new home and a different place in time. We're probably talking on that place probably the 1920s, and it's or even maybe even earlier. I picture where the, you know, where did the Christmas tree go? Where did, you know, they do this? Where did they do that? How did that look back then? And it's just, that always fascinates me. But I did not get any vibes. I did know that there was a basement, but I could not figure out how to get into the basement.
Oh, they didn't want you in there.
Well, I was looking for like the entrance point. I was looking for a locked door. I was looking for a cellar entrance. I could not find it. I walked around the house. I looked I don't know. Maybe it's like the Rex Heuerman type thing, the horrible Long Island serial killer where they're finding his like dungeon rooms and shit. That,
oh my God, that's some creepy shit.
That's beyond creepy shit. That's evil.
Yeah.
That is evil incarnate right there. If you'd like to learn more about Rex Heuerman and the horrible things he's done, you can check out my other podcast, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, wherever you download podcasts. But let's talk about this one. Something weird in this house. Let's take the phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hi. I just started listening to your podcast, and I love it so far. I've always been very into ghosts and the supernatural, and I love watching ghost shows, and I'm glad I found something I can listen to in the car now. So every time I listen to your podcast, I always want to share this story with you guys and your listeners, because I know that you'll believe me, because everyone else that I tell doesn't believe me. But I'll get right into it. I lived in a four-family house, so there was two upstairs apartments and two downstairs apartments. And me, my mom, and my dad lived in one of the downstairs apartments, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer and died when I was very young. So she didn't get to live in that downstairs apartment with us for too long, so I was there with my dad. He was always working. He had worked very late, left very early, so I was in the apartment by myself a lot. After she died, some weird stuff started happening, and I would always say to myself, it's your mom. It's nothing bad, it's just your mom. But I always felt very uneasy. I didn't feel like it was my mom. I didn't feel safe. It gave me that fight or flight sense where I wanted to run, or I wanted I was always on edge. So it started really with me being alone in my room and hearing footsteps walking towards my door when I knew my dad wasn't home, or going into the basement to do laundry and hearing the basement door close upstairs knowing my dad wasn't home, and never really paying attention to it or wanting to give whatever it was a satisfaction of me being afraid. So one day I'm sitting in my room and I'm playing on my computer and I fall asleep. I wake up, the TV's on, and I can see and my eyes are open, but I can't move. So I'm in a state of sleep paralysis, but I am completely aware of everything that's going on around me. My doorknob shakes and opens, and I'm thinking maybe my cat's coming in the room and I left it open a crack and the cat pushed the door open. But from where I'm laying on my bed, I can't see the door. So I just hear it open, and I hear the doorknob shake, and I'm thinking it's the cat, and then I feel something jump on my bed. So I'm thinking it's definitely my cat now. Something jumped on my bed. Then all of a sudden, I feel a pressure on my chest, and I feel like the noise of the TV is getting further and further away, and it was just the craziest experience. And then I look over at the clock and the minute changes from whatever it was to the next minute as everything stops and I'm awake and I'm able to move. And my cat is not in my room. My door is open and I'm lying on my bed by myself, petrified. Another time I was doing dishes and it was the middle of the winter and I felt like someone was standing right behind me, but I didn't want to turn around because I was scared that I was going to see something. And I felt a gust of wind come at my back so fast and so hard that my hair moved, my shirt moved, and I ran into my room and closed my door and I never looked back behind me. I was just so scared. The freakiest thing I would say that happened was I was getting ready to go to one of the upstairs apartments where my grandfather lived to go and sleep over there because my dad wasn't going to come home that night and I didn't want to sleep in the apartment by myself. So I'm putting my pajamas on. I'm getting all my stuff that I want to bring upstairs with me. And I start walking down the hallway. And as I'm walking down the hallway, I start walking faster. And I start walking faster because I'm feeling like something is behind me. And it's running at me and it's going to grab me. Like I just sensed it. I sensed that I needed to run. And I started to move faster and faster and faster. And I literally jogged out of the house, like a full-blown sprint out of the house. And looked back behind me, and before I ran out of the house, all of the lights in the hallway were on, all the lights in the living room were on, all the lights were turned off all of a sudden, and I looked into the house and I couldn't see anything, but I just reached in, shut the door, and went up to my grandfather's house, but something chased me out of the house. I could feel it behind me, and even though I couldn't see it, I knew it was there. And there were just other weird things that I would feel fine and I would feel alone in my room. And then all of a sudden, the entire room would change. The energy and the feeling would change. And I would just talk out loud because it was going on for so many years at this point that I was just so annoyed and done with feeling uneasy in my room and in my house. And being there by myself all the time, I just didn't want to deal with it anymore, so I was starting to stand up to it. So when I would feel that uneasy feeling, I would scream into the air, no, go away, you're not welcomed here, go away. And I would feel very, very uneasy after, more uneasy than I did before, so I don't think it liked that I was doing that. I had friends sleep over, and they would tell me that at night they would hear my dad talking in his sleep, and he would sound like he was mumbling in almost a different language, and they were very afraid. They would hear him get up and go over to the refrigerator and mumble in this different language and then go back to his room. I mean, it was just really weird, and I always tried to tell myself at first that it was my mom, but after a while, it was pretty obvious it wasn't my mom, because my mom would never try to scare me like that. And I've had instances since that I feel not alone, but I feel safe, and I think I know the difference now of when it is my mom and whatever that was. So I just wanted to share the experiences that I've had with you, and thanks for keeping me company in the car every day and sharing the love of the supernatural with me.
Thank you for sharing that that with us. It's creepy when you hear other people talking in like other languages or whatever that was at an unexpected time.
Well, and especially if you're having a sleepover and your friends hear it and it's your dad, it's like, you know, your dad was talking in another language and wandering around the house last night.
I like to do that when the kids have sleepovers now. That's kind of my thing. They're like, he's going to wander around the house and talk in tongues. And I tell you, I do.
You have to do that sometime.
I walk around.
Just like stand right outside the bedroom door. Well,
I like to perform deliverance ceremonies in the living room with the dogs. So what I like to do is I like to bring Sting and Buddy out, and then we get some blessed water, and then I exhume the evil spirits out of the dogs, and I speak in tongues. I just put my hand on the dog's forehead. I'm like, be gone. And then Sting looks at me like, oh?
If the kids say anything, then you're just like, oh. So you're okay with having dogs possessed by demons?
I'd be like, yes, but if you don't want, but then I tell the kids, I say, you know what? If you don't want your dogs to be possessed by demons, then you need to buy this bottled water that I'm selling in the kitchen right now. It's only $84.95 for a small case of it. And not only will it protect you from Y2K, it will also protect you from evil spirits as well. Just ask my friend Jim Baker, who I bought it from. And the kids are kind of like, we're not going to stay over here ever again. Your dad's kind of weird. And, you know.
And then you're like, aha, mission accomplished.
Exactly. No more sleepovers.
A
ever again.
Ever.
Like, again. I know it looks like Awkwafina. It's special Awkwafina.
Exactly.
It's been blessed by Jim Beam.
Exactly. Exactly. Then years later when they're graduating and these kids come to like the graduation. Remember that time you were exercising demons out of the dogs when we were like 14? Oh, I still do it. We're going to actually do that later tonight here at when I want you all to leave my house at the end of the party.
At the graduation at the party.
Like, party's over. Dog exorcism time.
Gotta exercise the dogs. And by exercise, I don't mean taking them for a walk.
Bring out the puppies.
I mean removing the...
It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Tony to go to bed. So, you know, a lot of people are just, they find different ways of telling people the party's over. I like to have dog exorcisms. And I tell you what, it's the wave of the future. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our stories and get advanced access to all of our episodes and the full archive as well. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or right there on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Carol, Tony, thanks for listening. Real Ghost Stories Online.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.